The Great Leveragers. The man who invented information technology outsourcing is Ross Perot, the fast-talking Texan who ran for president in 1992. After his discharge from the Navy in 1957, Perot went to work as a salesman for IBM, where he identified what he thought was a unique business opportunity. Using downtime on one company's computers, back when computers were uncommon and expensive, to do data processing for other companies. Perot left IBM in 1962 and founded EDS to do just that, winning contracts from large corporations and eventually the U.S. government. This has come to be known as business process outsourcing, and it has spread from Texas to Bangalore, thanks to the flattening of the world. EDS, which Perot sold in 1984, still does business process outsourcing today, competing with companies in India and across the world. In November 2005, I visited the EDS campus in Plano, Texas, a modern grass, glass, and steel compound with a massive structure called the SMC, Systems Management Center, at the heart of it. There is a viewing area for visitors with seats like a home theater. When you come in, the curtains are closed, and then suddenly they part, and laid out before you is a huge control room that looks like the NASA headquarters monitoring a moonshot. There are 7 massive wall-sized screens, below them smaller TV screens, and below them about 100 individual control pods with screens and dials in front of them. Today, only about 20 of those pods have people sitting at their controls, because today, 20 people do the work that 100 people did a decade ago. The only way EDS can compete with low-wage India is by having one person work smarter and faster, rather than cheaper and harder. Those 20 people can really leverage every drop out of every new technology as soon as it appears. Taking in this scene, I had one question. Who are those 20 people down there, and how come they have not been automated or outsourced? Here's what I learned. When the SMC was built, those 100 people worked in shifts with constant eyes on glass, because when you are running other people's data, you cannot afford your computer systems or theirs to be even 99.999% operational. They have to be working perfectly all the time. Otherwise, a whole company's business processes could crash. So the SMC operators had to sit in those pods and constantly watch the information being spewed out on different screens by the EDS computers processing the data for all sorts of customers. You might see 1,000 informational messages and then one error message that you couldn't afford to miss. Some of the people who worked in the SMC didn't have college degrees, let alone computing expertise. EDS simply trained them to keep their eyes on the glass and raise an alarm when an error message appeared. So if you suddenly got a message, "Service unavailable," and the phone started ringing from the customer's headquarters, as an operator, your job was to swivel around among 4 different screens and try to correlate all the information on all the screens and figure out the root cause of the problem. Was it the router? Was it the server? And 2 different operators would respond differently and come up with very different answers. Over time, EDS was able to leverage more and more computing power and identify the root cause of any problem automatically. "Now the swivel chair is gone," my EDS guide explained, "and the screen simply has a message that says, 'The router has a problem.'" "That's great," you might be saying to yourself. "Now I need to be even less well-educated to get one of those 20 jobs." But the opposite is true. The really special or specialized jobs at EDS are held by those people who can leverage technology, who can design precisely these computer programs that enable others to work smarter and faster. Those people are untouchables. The new middle jobs at EDS, for now at least, are held by the people who learn to operate these new programs. What does that involve? Today, the people sitting at the 20 pods are computer engineers, and smart ones at that. "The people we are looking for," explained the EDS futurist Jeff Wacker, "are people who can not only catch a problem, but quickly come up with a solution that will fix the problem for good so it will never happen again. Not only do they catch the fish, they fillet it and they reseed the pond. They see the problem, stop the problem, and then redesign the system so that that particular problem never, ever happens again. And it can't be a cowboy solution. It has to follow a standard protocol so that once you have fixed the problem and designed a better way of doing something, it is in a best practice format that can be applied throughout the EDS system or, better yet, sold to a customer. Now we need people who have a better understanding of how things tie together from end to end. But the end to end is not just from our computers to our customers' computers, said Wacker. Now the end-to-end is our business and our customers' business and our customers' customers' businesses. We have clients who may have clients who may serve Dell's supply chain, so you have to have people who understand Dell and how it meets its business objectives for its customers. For instance, EDS works for a Canadian lumber company. To become more efficient, that company needs to implement technology systems so that even before a tree is cut down, the company knows whether it will be used for pulp or lumber, which mill will process it, which retailer will stock it, even the precise size of each piece of lumber that will come from it, and which building, home, or office it will be used to build. If EDS can help run the business processes of that Canadian company in a way that seamlessly integrates the buildings that architects are designing into the materials contractors are buying, into how that timber company cuts each tree, it will save everyone money, eliminate waste, lower transport costs, and make everyone more profitable. It's all about combining the best of what computers can do with the best of what humans can do, and then constantly reintegrating the new best practices the humans are innovating back into the system to make the whole, the machines and the people, that much more productive. There are lots of new middle jobs in that loop.